Nathan Zagura here with the 2-Minute Drill brought to you by University Hospitals. The Browns have wrapped up their first practice in the rookie minicamp here in Berea earlier today, and it was great to see the newest members of the Browns out there on the field. I will tell you this, Greg Williams is going to be worth the price of admission come training camp, as you could hear him throughout the practice facility here in Berea today. But really, the spotlight shone on the rookies. This draft class, after all, it is rookie minicamp, but they look good. Myles Garrett on his second play had what would have been a sack of quarterback Deshaun Kizer. And speaking of Kizer, looked very much to be in command. There wasn't a lot of resetting. They were in and out of the huddle, and he made some beautiful throws, including one to David Njoku, who really jumped off the field today. I mean, you can't miss number 85. A lot of speed. He can run, he can catch, and had a deep ball that probably would have been a touchdown down the seam. So a lot of excitement from these rookies out here today, and I'll tell you, the work ethic is clearly there as well. Deshaun Kizer stayed well after practice to continue to work on his footwork, on his dropbacks, and throw extra passes with the receivers and the tight ends. And it's interesting to note, the last guy on the practice field was the first one drafted, Myles Garrett, who really stands out for his athleticism. You see him jump right off the page at you when you're out here, along with his new roommate, Larry Ogunjobi, two guys that can be anchors for the Browns defensive line going forward. Now, Jabril Peppers was not here working on a participation agreement, and head coach Hugh Jackson said hopefully that will be resolved sooner rather than later and we can get Peppers out there. I know I talked with him earlier and Peppers was excited to take the field for the Browns and get his first practice as a member of an NFL team under his belt and get out there and compete, because that's what he loves to do. But all in all, a very successful first day. Hugh Jackson saying it was good to see these guys get out here. You can see the size, you can see the talent, but a lot of work still to be done, and that work will continue here tomorrow from Berea as the second day of Browns rookie minicamp continues. For the very latest, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. And thanks for watching the 2-Minute Drill brought to you by University Hospitals.